Then talking about the genetics for the melanoma, there are certain kind of mutations which I'm going to discuss now, which can lead to family history of the melanoma. And if this genetic mutation is present and the family history of a melanoma is present, then it is associated with the twofold increased risk of melanoma in the offsprings as well. So talking about the genetic mutations, the major melanoma susceptibility genes are a few in number. Some of these have a high risk locus for melanoma susceptibility. Some have a moderate risk and some have a low risk. So we need to remember them in this order, that which is the most common gene which is associated with very high risk of melanoma. So in this list, the first gene which is associated with the high risk locus for melanoma susceptibility is the cyclin dependent kinase inhibitor 2A, which is abbreviated as CDKN2A. This is a high risk locus for melanoma susceptibility. It encodes for the two proteins which are involved in cell cycle regulation, that is P16INC4A and P14ARF. Both of these act as a tumor suppressors. So if this is present, then there is a high risk of development of the melanoma. There will be family history. There will be twofold high risk of developing a melanoma. There will be multiple melanomas present, and the age of development of melanoma is also earlier, that is less than 50 years of age. And it is also associated with the risk of other cancers, mainly the pancreatic cancers and sometimes rarely the breast cancer as well. Then there is another gene, that is the CDK4, because this cyclin dependent kinase inhibitor 2A gene also has another one, that is CDK4 gene, which encodes for P16INC4A. Single activating mutation in the CDK4 is necessary for tumorigenesis, but this is not very common. In the cyclin dependent kinase, we just need to remember the CDKN2A1. There is another gene that is associated with moderate risk gene for the melanoma. It is the melanocortin 1 receptor gene, that is MC1R gene. This melanocortin 1 receptor gene encodes for the receptor which binds the melanocytic stimulating hormone, that is MSH. So when there is a loss of function of this gene, it is associated with a switch in the melanin production from the eumelanin to pheomelanin, and that's why it can lead to the development of melanoma. It is important to mention here that if MC1R variant is present, then it increases the risk of development of mutation of CDKN2A from 50% to 80%. And that's why that patient will be at a very high risk of developing melanoma at a very young age, and the age is reduced by 20 years. So the patient can develop earlier, at earlier age, the melanoma can be developed at an earlier age. Other genes are also present, such as ASIP, TYR, but the most important ones are the two genes which I discussed initially.